So what are we to make of this? So before we look at how the Diamond Sutra treats this business of marks, before that, I think we need to have a look more deeply at Buddhahood and marks and see what it means for us. I think really what all this comes down to, really, is how do we see, how do we view, and how do we resonate with Bodhi, with enlightenment, with our spiritual ideal? We need to, if we're going to make any progress, we need to have a real feeling for it. We need to be moved by it. And if we're going to have a feeling for it, if we're going to be moved by it, probably it's not enough to be presented with abstractions, concepts, ideas, lists of moral qualities. They're good and useful and important, but they're not enough. We need other ways, things that really touch us, move us. Even metaphors and similes, which are used a lot to describe enlightenment, are not quite enough. More powerful, more vivid, more moving for us, as if enlightenment is embodied. Embodied as a person, as a being, an attractive, noble being who affects us and interacts with us. As influence, people can feel this quite strongly when they read the Pali texts. And you get the description of the Buddha moving among people, interacting with ordinary people. It tells you more, gives you more of a picture of the nature of enlightenment than all the kind of concepts and ideas and analysis. So why is this? Why is this? Why does it do this? Why are we affected by a picture of a being of enlightenment? Well, I think it's very simple. It's because we're beings. We're persons. Personhood is very important to us. It's our highest category. We're very precious and special to ourselves. We might not think we are. In actuality, we are. We are very, very important to ourselves. Our particular shape, how we stand, you know, what we look like, being a human being, that is incredibly important to us. It's a very, very high category. That's why, you know, if we end up in a situation where we might harm somebody, you know, harm another, particularly another human being, it's so painful. It's so painful because we're sort of striking ourselves. So we're very special. Our shape, our form is very special to us. So of course, we will want to see, we will want to imagine enlightenment as a person, as a being, as a Buddha. Of course we will. It's natural.